We'll study Ma'amar Lamed Gimel. It's one of the Ma'amarim of Sichot Musar on Parashat Beshalach. It's called Mesirut Nefesh. So let's see. Keshamdu Yisrael al Hayam. The Midrash in Bamidbar Rabba says, when Am Yisrael were at the sea, at Yam Suf, Hayu HaShevatim Menatzchim Ze Im Ze. The Shvatim, the Shiftei Ka'an, they were arguing with each other. Ze omer en ani yored techila layam, veze omer en ani yored techila layam. Each one was saying, I'm not going first. They were standing by the sea, and they hear Paro's army coming from a distance, and what's going to be? And each one was saying, you go first. I'm not doing it. I'm not plunging. Kafatz Nachshon ben Aminadav yarad layam techila. What happened? Nachshon ben Aminadav, the Nasi of Shevet Yehuda, he jumped into the yam first. He was the first one to give, to be Moser Nefesh, to give up himself. And then the miracle of Kriyat Yam Suf happened. V'zacha mishum kach lehakriv et korbano rishon. So the Midrash Rabbah in Parashat Naso says, that's why Shevet Yehuda, although he's not the Bechor, he is the first one to bring the Korban in the Chanukat HaMizbeach. Bayom HaRishon, Ikriv et Korbano, Nachshon ben Aminadav, Lemate Yehuda. Ukemo Shamu Chazal, as Chazal say, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Mi Shekidesh Shemi Bayam, Hu Yakriv Techila. This is the only quote from Midrash Rabbah. I apologize. The first part, the Midrash that the Shvatim were arguing with each other, that's a Gemara in Sota, Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. And then he's bringing here a quote from the Midrash in Parashat Naso. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe, Hashem says to Moshe, the one who sanctified my name at the sea, Hu Yakriv Techila. He should be the first, he should be honored to be the first one to bring the Korban. V'yesh li tmoa. So the question here that begs to be asked, Ech yitachen shehashvatim lo ratzu lired layam techila? It's very disappointing to hear this. How could it be that the shvatim, Am Yisrael, they were arguing, they didn't want to jump in. V'hare Am Yisrael amun al mesirut nefesh. Am Yisrael is brought up with the genes of Mesirut Nefesh. That's our heritage, to be able to have that strength within us, to be Moser Nefesh, to give up our lives for Hashem. Ubemeshech kol hadorot masru kehilot shlemot et nafsham al kiddush Hashem. Throughout the generations in our history, whole communities gave up their lives al kiddush Hashem. איך ייתכן שדור המדבר שנצטוו לרד לים לא היה להם העוז לכך? So how do we understand this? How could it be that the people of the Dor HaMidbar, the Dor De'a, that they couldn't find it within themselves to jump into the sea first, until Nachshon took it upon himself? It seems like there was tremendous hesitation here before being Moser Nefesh. That's uncharacteristic of Am Yisrael. Skip the brackets, and look what he says here. In the brackets, he speaks about how Mesirut Nefesh is given to us as an inheritance from Avraham Avinu, from the time of Akedat Yitzchak. Ever since Akedat Yitzchak, it was given over to us, this Midah, this nature of being Moser Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the question is, how do we see the Gemara in Sotah is saying the Shvatim were arguing with each other, you go first, not me. V'nir'e bebiuran shel devarim, I think we once mentioned this on passing, this pirush of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in the concept of Mesirut Nefesh. V'nir'e bebiuran shel devarim, דאכן ודאי, אם היו מצווים להיכנס לים כדי למסור את נפשם למיתה, היו קופצים לים כאיש אחד, בלי היסוס, אף לרגע.
He says, we have to understand here deeply, what was the Mesirut Nefesh that was demanded here? There is no doubt that if, let's say, Am Yisrael were commanded to throw themselves into the Yam in order to give up their lives for Hashem, limsor et nafsham lemita, to die, then there is no doubt that they would have done it in a moment, altogether. If they were commanded to give up their lives for Hashem, for whatever reason, Hashem says right now we have to give up our lives. If that would have been the commandment, yes, Am Yisrael has it within them. For you, Hashem, we are giving up our lives. If a person wants to check his Jewish pulse, if a person wants to see where is he holding as far as Yahadut in his blood is concerned, he should try to be mitbonen. If I were to be asked right now to give up my life for the sake of Hashem, am I ready? A Jew is ready. A Jew has in him that inyan of Mesirut Nefesh handed down all the way down from Avraham Avinu, Alav Shalom. And if that's what the Am Yisrael by Yamsuf would have been commanded to do, they would have done it without hesitation. There would be no arguments going on. In fact, the arguments would be, I'm first, no, I'm first. That would be the argument. So wait a second. So what's going on here? So what's the Mesirut Nefesh that was taking place here? Ela shehem nitztavu, pay attention, likanes layam, al menat lehinatzel. What were they commanded to do here? They were commanded to go, Daber el Bnei Yisrael ve'isau, they were commanded to go into the Yam Suf, not to give up their lives, in order to live, in order to survive. Hashem wasn't telling Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, you're right, the time has come to destroy the people. Tell them to plunge into the sea. That's not what he said. Daber el Bnei Yisrael ve'isau. Tell them to go into the Yam and just continue going. Don't worry about it. Ooh. Likfotz letocho kedei lichyot, to plunge into the sea in order to live. Lekoach ze, this power, this strength, lehikanes leyam ro'esh vego'esh, to plunge into a raging sea, ulehargish keilu yichareva, and to have the mindset as if it's betoch hayam bayabasha, as if it's dry land, upotiya tzalatam, and I'm going to, and here is going to be our salvation. Ole madregazolo higiu ashvatim. They didn't reach that level yet. That's a much higher level. Ela nachshon ben aminadav bilvad. Nachshon ben aminadav was holding there already. Vehu kideshem shamayim bekach. He was sanctifying the name of Hashem shel, through shelochash behevdel sheben yam soer liyabasha. He was on the level, in his mind, by him there was no difference between a raging sea and dry land, as far as his bitachon in Hashem is concerned. Velo haya kayam legabav ela tzivuyo yitbarach. Hashem said that that's where I will be saved. Then there's no difference if it's a raging sea or if it's dry land. Hashem said, I'm going to be saved. I'm going. That's a bigger type of Mesirut Nefesh, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, than the Mesirut Nefesh that takes a second. It's the resolve to, okay, you want me to die? Okay, so fine, I give my life for you. Finished. He knows he's going to die. Let's not kid ourselves. It's not an easy thing. But that Am Yisrael always had in them. But here is a higher level. Here is to give up your life knowing that you're going to live, feeling that you're not going to die because Hashem said so. See, that's a much higher level of emunah. Nachshon ben Aminadab was holding there.
But the Shvatim, we're not on that level yet. Not yet. It's a tremendous pirush here. It's by Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. V'chen hu omek ha-bi'ur b'ma she-ne'emar. That's the depth of the beautiful pasuk in Yirmiyah. Zacharti lach chesed ne'urayich, ahavat kelulotayich, lechtech acharay b'midbar.
I remember for you, Hashem says, I will forever remember for you,
chesed ne'urayich, the kindness that you performed with me when you were young, ahavat kelulotayich, the love that you manifested to me in our youth,
lechtech acharay b'midbar be'eretz lo zeru'a,
when you followed after me, when you went after me into the Midbar, into a desolate land. What's the Shevach here of Am Yisrael?
HaShevach eno ha-mesirut nefesh she-be'etzem alichatam bimkom tziyah ve-tzalmavet.
The praise here for Am Yisrael is not that they were willing to plunge into the wilderness, the desolate Midbar, and that's it, and who knows what's going to happen. That's not the Shevach.
Ela shekol arnichatam hayta acharei Hashem. Lechtech acharai.
It doesn't say lechtech b'midbar. The fact that you were willing to give up everything and go into the midbar. It wasn't about the give up everything. It was the walking after Hashem. Hashem is going there, we're going there. That's the best place to be. What do you mean? It's a midbar. It's Eretz lo zeruah. Hashem is there, I'm going after Him.
Belo lehargish klal bekoshi ha-midbar,
without feeling the hardships of the midbar. V'hayu holchim anashim nashim v'taf, men, women, and children. In which type of a midbar? Well, it's described in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, b'midbar ha-gadol v'anora, a great and awesome desert, nachash saraf v'akra, filled with rattlesnakes and scorpions, v'tzimaon asher en maim, and no water to be found.
Ve'enam margishim b'davar klal?
Lechtech acharai, and you went after me as if there's no difference between this midbar and paradise itself.
Ela ki'ilu olchim em be'eretz miyushevet, as if you are traveling in a settled land,
mekom ginot u'pardesim, filled with gardens and orchards.
Zehu chesed ne'urayich avat kelulotayich.
That was the demonstration of love of Am Yisrael to Hashem.
Shekol atva'im lo hayu kayamim legabehem.
All nature was not existent to them. En lifnehem el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What existed for them was only Hashem.
Lechtech acharai.
You went after me. Bli lasim lev lamatzav hasovev otam. Without paying attention to the surrounding situation.
Mashal letinok anisa bizro'ot imo.
Like the example of a baby that is being carried on the arms of his mother. Or her mother.
Asher gam kesheh yolechet ito lemakom chayot ra'ot velistim.
Let's say the mother happens to be walking through a dangerous neighborhood.
Ena tinok margish klum.
The mother may be worried. Is the baby worried? Not at all. For the baby, there's no difference between if it would be a dangerous neighborhood or you're walking in the most safest place. Makes no difference.
En lo ela zro'ot imo, achoveket imo.
All he knows is the arms of his mother that is holding and hugging him. That's all.
Am Yisrael went after HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the Midbar like a baby goes with its mother in her arms.
Now, as I'm saying this here, as I'm learning this together with you, I'm thinking to myself, is this contradicting what he said before? Didn't we just see before that he said that the Shvatim were arguing, and because they weren't holding by that frame of mind to go into the Yamsuf as if it's b'charava, and yet we're praising Am Yisrael, the same Dor HaMidbar,
lechtech acharai b'midbar,
that was their mesirut nefesh to go into the midbar as if it's not a midbar. Is there a contradiction here? I don't think so. Obviously, he's not going to contradict himself one paragraph immediately after he just said what he said. So it's possible to say that there are two different things. That's number one. They were ready for the overall lechtech acharei bamidbar, but to plunge into the ocean, that's a little bit too much. That's maybe a higher level of the same idea of mesirut nefesh. Or you could say another way, that Am Yisrael in general are being praised by the highest people in their midst, which means the tzaddikim, such as Nachshon ben Aminadav, and of course, he wasn't the only one on that level. And so they were holding, the tzaddikim of Am Yisrael, they were holding on that level of, you know, going after Hashem, no matter what, even though it looks bleak, as far as we're with Hashem, we have no worries. So that credit goes to all of Am Yisrael. Right? But probably you have to say what I said before, that they did have this type of Mesirut Nefesh in them, but there are levels even in that type, and to the level of jumping into the Yamsuf, not so fast. That wasn't so simple. But the point that we're learning here is that there is a deeper meaning of what Mesirut Nefesh is. That's the point. That's the title here. There is a deeper type of Mesirut Nefesh. You know, many times you hear, it's one thing to give up your life, to die for Hashem. The bigger kunz, the bigger trick is to be able to live for Hashem, right? I'm sure you heard that many times in Drashot, right? Ahalelai et Hashem bechayai, right? We have to praise Hashem with our life. Hashem is not interested that we should kill ourselves. So a higher level than Kiddush Hashem by giving up our life is by devoting our life, right? So it could be that that's the idea over here, in a deeper sense. Mesirut nefesh, to give up our life, not to do gilui arayot, not to do avodah zara, not to do shvichut tamim, right? Yehareg ve'al yavor, that's Kiddush Hashem. Okay, that's one thing. Yes, Am Yisrael is amun. Amun means we were trained very well from our youth in the marvel of Mesirut Nefesh. But there is a deeper type of Mesirut Nefesh. And that is to walk into the Yamsuf knowing I am in Hashem's arms. Lechtech acharai bamidbar be'eretz lo zerua. You went into a midbar, into eretz lo zerua, but you were focused on the fact that you are acharai. And since you are acharai, since you are with Hashem, it makes no difference, midbar, lo zeru'a, there's no teva, there is only Hashem. Let's demonstrate this a little bit further. And here comes a famous Gemara. Ubigmara Shabbat aflamedalef amudbet, amru, she'en asoter chayav, ela keshesoter almenat livnot bimkomo. One of the lametet melachot of Shabbat, one of the 39 melachot, is soter. Soter is demolishing or dismantling, right? There is a melacha of boneh. Boneh is to build. Soter is the opposite. Soter is to demolish that which was built. In order for the person to be chayav mideoraita in transgressing the av melacha of soter, there is a very important condition. And that is, it has to be that he was soter al menat livnot bimkomo. To demolish without any intention to build, that's mekalkel. Kol ha-mekalkelim p'turim midoraita. Midoraita, that's not av melacha, it's not melechet machshevet. When is soter a melechet machshevet? When the stira, when the demolishing, is for the purpose of building in its place, bimkomo. You demolish a house in order to build a newer house in its place. So the soter, that's melechet soter, that's a constructive destruction of a house. All right? So that's the Gemara in Shabbat Lamed Aleph. Vehikshal kach Rabba. Rabba famously asks on this halakha that we just said, on this tnai, on this condition, Shehare kol ha-melachot lemedim mi-mishkan. We know, it's a rule, all the melachot, all the 39 melachot, we learn from the building of the mishkan. That's what gives them the name Avot Melachot. It's not called the Av Melacha if it's not found in the Mishkan. Remember Tosfot in Bava Kama Daf Bet Amud Aleph. Vesham soter al menat livnot shelo bimkomo, who asks Rabba. Rabba is asking a bomb question. He says, don't we learn the Av Melachot from the Mishkan? Well, let's check in the Mishkan. How? When were they soter? When did they dismantle? Oh yes, many times did they have to dismantle the Mishkan. But was it al menat livnot bimkomo? Was it for the purpose of building it in its place? No, it was for the purpose of what? Of building it in the next place where they're going to camp. They didn't even know where it was going to be, right? So it was soter al menat livnot shelo bimkomo. So how are you telling me that the condition of the Av Melacha is soter al menat livnot bimkomo? But in the Mishkan it wasn't like that. Big question of Rabba. Listen to an unbelievable answer of the Gemara itself. The Gemara answers, v'tiretz ula, ula answers. Here's the words of the answer of the Gemara. Shekevan she'ne'emar, since it states, al pi Hashem yachanu, in Parashat Be'alotcha, al pi Hashem yachanu, ve'al pi Hashem yisau, by the word of Hashem, they camped, yachanu. By the word of Hashem, they traveled, they journeyed. Which means when Hashem said, okay guys, here we're staying for a while, that's where they stopped. And then when they saw the Anan, the cloud moving, oh, we have to start packing up quickly, we are off. So, al pi Hashem yachanu ve'al pi Hashem yisau. Since it was al pi Hashem yachanu ve'al pi Hashem yisau, kesoter al menat livnot bimkomo dami. It's considered like when they dismantled the Mishkan in one place, it was to for the purpose of building it in the same place. That's the Gemara. Now, how do you understand that? What does that mean? Just because of al pi Hashem yachanu ve'al pi Hashem yisau, it means that it was soter al menat livnot bimkomo. Bottom line, you were still dismantling in order to build elsewhere. Let's say you dismantled the Mishkan from Almon Divlataima. Where did you build it? In Ritma. Okay? So it was in a different place. What's the answer? Al pi Hashem yachanu, al pi Hashem yisau. What does that have to do? What does that accomplish? Ve'hadvarim te'unim bi'u. We need to explain. V'la'amur kan yesh lefaresh. But what we, according to what we just said, we can understand very beautifully. She'akavana hi ki mekomam shel Yisrael ba'midbar. Where were Am Yisrael camped in the Midbar? Were they camped in Elim, in Sukkot, in Sin? Were they camped there? No. Mekomam shel Yisrael ba'midbar haya al pi Hashem. You know where they were? Etzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's where they were. They were with Hashem. Ve'lo nishtana mekomam al yedei she'avru mimakom lemakom. By the fact that they traveled from one place to another, that did not change their place. Their place was the same. Ela le'olam mekomam haya etzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the time, their place was where? If you would call up and ask, where are you now? I'm with Hashem. Okay, a month later, you heard that they journeyed quite a few miles. Oh, so how is it? Where are you now? I'm with Hashem. I told you last time. What do you mean? But you're somewhere else. No, I'm with Hashem. That's where I am. Kivyachol ketinok hanisa bizro'ot imo. Like a mother who's carrying her baby. Let's say a mother takes her baby on the bus. She has to go do some errands. So she stops by the grocery store. And then a little bit later she goes to a different mall. And then she goes to the post office. Afterwards she drops by the yeshiva. And then she comes back home. So the father, let's say, is calling up his wife. He wants to know, hi, my dear wife, where are you now? Oh, I had to go to the grocery store. I'm in the grocery store. He calls her up another hour later. By the way, don't do that. Don't every hour call. No. But let's say you call the next hour. Where are you now? Oh, I had to go to the post office. Next hour, where are you now? I had to. Now, each time he calls, he wants to talk with his little toddler as well. So he, can I talk with Chaimke? Okay. Chaimke, how are you doing? Where are you? I'm with Ima. Okay, an hour later. Now they're in the post office. So how is it going? Where are you? I'm with Ima. Abba, I'm with Ima. By him, it doesn't change. Could be post office, grocery store, mall, Luna Park. Doesn't matter. It's with Ima. Shegam keshi me'alechet mimakom lemakom mekomo shel atinok le'olam echad hu. even when she goes from place to place, the place of the tinok, of the baby, is one. Bizro'ot imo, in the arms of his mother. So therefore, that's what Rava says in the Gemara in Shabbat. Kevan de'al pi Hashem yachanu ve'al pi Hashem yisau, because it was always by the word of Hashem. Kesoter al menat livnot bimkomo. When they built the Mishkan in a different physical place, but essentially was in the same place. Where was that? By Hashem. That's where they were. Ukenyan ze'amu b'gemara iruvin. The Gemara in Ruvin says something similar. Yoshve tzrifin en modedim lahem tchum Shabbat ela mipetach batehem. You know, where do we... This has to do with Parashat HaShavua also. The mitzvah of Tchum Shabbat is from this week's Parashat B'Shalach. And the halakha is that you're not supposed to go beyond the 2,000 amot limit outside the city. That's called Tchum Shabbat, the boundary of Shabbat. Now, where do you begin the calculation? Where do you begin the measure of the 2,000 amot? Not from your house, your personal address. No, from the boundary of the city. From where the city ends, from there, 2,000 amot is Tchum Shabbat. However, the Gemara says in Eruvin Daf Nun He, Yoshve Tzrifin, those who dwell in huts, in the suburbs, outside of the city, they dwell in huts. Now you have sometimes little neighborhoods, just huts, tzrifim. En modedim lahem tchum Shabbat ela mipetach batehem. When it comes to that, when you want to know what's their tchum Shabbat, you measure their tchum Shabbat from their home, from their house, not from the circumference, you know, around that little neighborhood of huts. No, from each individual hut. Why is that? Rashi explains. She'en chashuvim ir, because it's not considered a city, ho'il ve'enam keva, because it's not permanent dwellings, these are temporary dwellings, so therefore it doesn't have a name of a city. Since it doesn't have a name of a city, so you can't start the measurement from the end of the city, it's not a city, it goes from the house. Ve'amru sham, it says over there, she'digle midbar, afal pi she'hayu yoshve tzrifim, כיוון דקטיב בהו על פי השם יחנו ועל פי השם יישאו כמן דקביה להו דמי. The דגלים of the Midbar, the flags, the campings of Am Yisrael in the Midbar, even though they were also dwelling in tents, so they should have the din of Yoshve Tzrifim. However, by them it was different. Since it says by them, על פי השם יחנו ועל פי השם יישאו כמן דקביה להו דמי. It was like a Makom Kavua. It wasn't a temporary, even though it was temporary. Physically, it was temporary. Some places, they only stayed for 3 days. And yet, the Gemara is calling it Keman de Kavia. It was like a Kavua. It had a Shem Keva. It was a permanent dwelling. Upirish Rashi, Chashuva Chaniyatam Liyot Nedonet Keva. Their Chanaya, their camping in wherever they camped, was considered a Keva, from which you have to configurate the measure the Tchum Shabbat in accordance with the halachot of a city, not Yoshve Tzrifin. Ve'afinyan ze midbar al pi amu. This is also understood based on what we said. Ki be'emet digle midbar kvuim ayu al pi Hashem. The digle midbar, the state of camping of Am Yisrael was decided by Hashem. Each one where they're supposed to be situated. This that the place where they physically stayed changed from time to time. It did not cancel out, it didn't nullify the permanence of the nature of their dwelling. Because their chanaya, their camping was not in this place or that place. El al pi Hashem. It's el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That never changed, and it never changes. So, therefore, we understand, Rabotai, how do we apply this to our life here? We understand that it's always al pi Hashem yachanu v'al pi Hashem yisav. That's a high level. That's a high level. Am Yisrael in the Dor HaMidbar was expected to be on that level. Right before they jumped into the Yamsuf, it was a bit too much. Nachshon ben Aminadav gave them the push to do it. Because like Chazal tell us that when Nachshon jumped, everyone else followed. So they did have it, but it was still not yet. Nachshon gave them that little leader's push, that they can do it. You know, like the swimming instructor who gives that little push to the one who he believes has learned enough how to swim. And yet he's standing by the water and he says, I don't want, no. No, what do you mean? You're ready, you could do it. No, I can't do it. And he gives you that push. And you want to smack him, but you're busy swimming. Right? So the same thing, that was Nachshon ben Aminadav. Nachshon ben Aminadav was the one who gave that little push to Amisah. You could do it. You are on that level. You think you're not. It's maybe a little bit, maybe that could help us also understand how Am Yisrael got that shevach of Lechtecha Acharei Bamidbar. It's not a contradiction. Bemet, they did have it. So, as we see, all throughout their journey, their sojourn in the wilderness, it was a state of what? Al pi Hashem yachanu ve'al pi Hashem yisau. He goes into one more inyan to explain based on this yesod. We have another statement in the Gemara, he brings it from the Yalkut. We know there were three great people in the time of Daniel, in the time of the Chorban Bait Rishon, in the beginning of Binyan Bait Sheni, Hananiah, Mishael, Va'azariah. Al menat ken yardu lekivshan ha'esh, al menat sheya'ase lahem mofet. The Yalkut says the following. As we know, Hananiah, Mishael, Va'azariah, they were moser nefesh for Hashem. They were thrown into the fire by Nebuchadnezzar because they didn't want to do Avodah Zarah. And they were saved. A miracle was made for them, and they were saved. So there's an interesting remark that Chazal make in the Yalkut Shimoni. It was with that intention that they went into the that they threw themselves into the fire, al menat sheya'aseh lahem mofet, on the condition that Hashem should make a miracle for them. Now, at first, when you read this midrash, it could, without the correct understanding that Baruch Hashem we were zochet to now that we learned this ma'amar, it could be actually a little bit disappointing. Oh, you mean you only went into it on condition that Hashem makes a miracle for you? Wow. Mesirut Nefesh is Mesirut Nefesh. He told you to do Avodah Zarah, you threw yourself in the fire and finished, whether you're going to be saved or not, right? It looks like they were only giving up our lives if you're going to make a miracle for us. And then they went, and a miracle happened. V'lichora teima, he says, v'gmara psachim amru. The Gemara in Psachim, famously in Daf Nun Gimel, Rashi brings it in Parashat Va'era, by the Makar Tzfardeim. Od zu darash todos ishromi. Todos, the Roman, Jew, todos. He made a drasha, this famous drasha that Am Yisrael knows. Ma ra'u Hananiah, Mishael, ve'Azariah, Hashem asru atzmam al kedushat Hashem. What gave the impetus to Hananiah, Mishael, ve'Azariah, what gave them the chizuk to be Moser Nefesh, not to do Avodah Zarah and give up their lives? You know who gave them their chizuk? The frogs in Mitzrayim. Nasu kal vachomer mitzfardeim. They made a kal vachomer from the tzfardeim. The tzfardeim, the frogs, they don't have any bechira, they don't know any better, they didn't go to Yeshiva Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, so they didn't know anything. And yet, they gave up their lives for Hashem. How could we not? Right? That's the simple understanding of this Kal Vachomer that is mentioned in the Gemara Psachim and elsewhere, that Hananiah, Mishael, ve'Azariah, that's what gave them, you know, the push to throw themselves. So the question is, Heichan yesh kan mesirut nefesh? If you put the two ma'amarim together, it seems like one contradicts the other, because from Todos Yishromi, the Gemara Psachim Nun Gimel, it sounds like Hananiah, Mishael, ve'Azariah were performing the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, to give up their Mesirut Nefesh al Kiddushat Hashem, right? And they made, and it was based on the Kal Vachomer from the Tzfardeim. But the question is, but according to the Yalkut, where is the Mesirut Nefesh? Hari yad'u she'inatzlu, ve'yardu l'kivshan al menat she'yaseh lahem mofet. They believed that they were going to be saved, Chazal say. And so they went with the condition that since they were going to be saved. So what's the Mesirut Nefesh? If you know somehow that a miracle is going to be performed for you, so then that takes away the whole, what kind of Mesirut Nefesh is that? You knew it was you're going to be saved anyway. You know, it's like when you you read the story, you know, as a, you know, when you read the story, so you don't feel bad for the one who's giving up his life, because you know the ending, you know he's going to be saved. It doesn't feel, you don't feel so bad for him. But the person himself, right? If they knew, if that was the condition with which they went into the Kivshan Ha'esh, then what's the Mesirut Nefesh? And in the Gemara Psachim, it says that it's called Mesirut Nefesh. But based on what we learned, we understand that that Yalkut is to be understood a little bit differently. It doesn't mean, the way you think when you read it, it doesn't mean that they threw themselves into the Kivshan Ha'esh, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, because they knew they were going to be saved, and that was the only reason that they went in. No, that definitely diminishes. That's a very disappointing thing to say, and that wouldn't be Mesirut Nefesh. Ela nitkavnu Chazal leshabecham. Chazal in the Yalkut Shimoni are actually aggrandizing their act of Mesirut Nefesh. They were praising them. Shehem bitlu belipam et kol ha-teva. In their heart, teva was non-existent. Fire? No fire. Nothing doing. Lo yitchashvu bo klal. They didn't care. Masru nafsham la sakana velo yirgishu klal badavar. That's the point. The point is that they gave themselves, they gave up themselves without feeling that, what do you mean? It's fire. Yeah, Hashem could make a miracle, but who knows? What? No. Fire, no fire. I'm giving myself up to Hashem. There's no fire. Ela batchu b'Hashem ve'alchu al menat lichyot. Their frame of mind was, we're going, we're throwing ourselves into the fire, and we know Hashem is with us. If Hashem wants us to live, we're going to live. We're going to live. There's no fire. There's nothing. En od mi levado. Efe zulato. There's nothing besides him. That's what Chazal were saying. Al menat ken yardu, al menat shi'aseh lahem ofet. It's not diminishing their state of mind of Mesirut. It's actually making it greater. It wasn't, you know, imagine a regular level of Mesirut Nefesh. Now, that's very high, okay? We're talking about high levels now. A regular level of Mesirut Nefesh, okay, so I'll die, but it's for Hashem. There's not much emunah or bitachon that one has to exercise there. It's a one-minute decision. I love you, Hashem. Goodbye, Charlie. Right? But the higher level is to do it with the frame of mind, if Hashem wants me to live, I'm going to stay alive. Nothing, there's no fire or anything that will go against the will of Hashem. To go with full bitachon. That's what Chazal meant to praise Hananiah, Mishael, v'Azariah. V'hineh tosfot tikshu, lama lahem kal v'chomer. In fact, this will help to understand the answer to Tosfot's question there. Famously asks, why did they need a kal v'chomer? Tosfot asks, Hananiah, Mishael, v'Azariah, they had to use a kal v'chomer? What's this? You're told to do avodah zarah. So you're only going because you have a kal v'chomer from the Tzfardim? What do you mean? Harei mitzuvim hayu al kiddush Hashem, kivan she'ah b'faresia. This was, you were commanded to bow down to the idol in public. So that's it. You have a mitzvah of kiddush Hashem. It's yihareg ve'al yavor. What do you need to come on to a kal v'chomer? From Tzfardim, no less. V'tirtzu, and so that's the kushal of Tosfot, and Tosfot gives a technical answer. Tosfot says, shelo haya ze avodah zarah mamash, it wasn't a real avodah zarah, ela andarta she'asa ha'melech lichvod atzmo. It was like a statue of honor that Nebuchadnezzar had in his honor, and he wanted, you know, people to pay homage to it and to give a little bow to it. So it wasn't like worshipping, you know, it wasn't about a prostrating of acknowledging that this is a god or anything like that. No, it was andarta. In Hebrew, even today, andarta means like a monument or a statue. A statue. Not a statue of avodah zarah. So therefore, Tosfot is saying, here it's not so pashut that it's yareg v'al yavo. So nasu kal v'chomer that yes. So now, in fact, Tosfot, his answer, you need to understand his answer, is a little bit problematic here. Kashe le'idach gisa, because now you have the question the other way. Im ken echutar lahem limso nafsham. If it wasn't Avodah Zarah, really, if it was just an andarta, so how are they allowed to throw themselves into the fire?
After
all, there's opinion that there is an opinion in the Rishonim that if you're allowed to be over, meaning it's not one of the big three, it's not Avodah Zarah, so Yavor ve'al yareg. So according to the Rambam, I think it's Machloket Rambam in Ravad in Ilchot Yesodei Torah, and according to the Rambam, Im neherag velo avar, arei ze mitchayev benafsho. You're not allowed to kill yourself when there's no Avodah Zarah. So now the question backfires on Tosfot. How could they? What's the answer they gave? They only caused it a question the other way. How were they allowed to do Mesirut Nefesh? Well, it's Tzfardeim, not Tzfardeim. What kind of Kal Vakomer?
Al pi ha'amur ha'dvarim mevoharim.
But based on what we learned till now, we could answer and understand this Tosfot.
She'achen asur limsor nefesh be'ofen ze.
Yes, it's true. If there is no Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to be moser nefesh, especially according to the Rambam I told you.
V'chol ha'neherag mitchayev benafsho.
And if you allow yourself to get killed, you're liable for your own life. You're not allowed to do that.
Achem nichnesu lekivshan ha'esh al menat leinatzel.
They, Hananiah, Mishael, ve'Azariah, they went into the Kivshan Ha'esh with the notion that they're going to be saved.
Ve'et ze lamdu b'kal v'chomer me'atzfardeim,
and this they were able to learn through a kal v'chomer from the tzfardeim,
she'nichnesu le'tanure mitzrayim ve'lo nisrefu klal.
You know, those frogs that went into the ovens of the Egyptians, they didn't get burnt. You know that?
וכמו שכתב בפירוש דעת זקנים מבעלי התוספות, the דעת זקנים of the תוספות על חומש, שגם אחר כך כשכל הצפרדעים מתו,
because we know, it says in the pasuk, when Moshe Rabbeinu prayed for the צפרדעים to stop, after Paro went all panicky on him, and he said, okay, one of my favorite psukim in the Torah, Moshe is saying to, you know, Paro is saying to Moshe, please get them out of here, stop it. And you see Moshe very calm. Lematai atir lecha. When would you like me to stop the frogs?
Paro is going nuts. The noise, and they're jumping all over him. And the pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Lematai. What time would you like that? In an hour.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And Paro had the nerve to say lemachar, to say tomorrow.
Okay, no problem. It's a date.
Anyway, that's really a different point. But the point is that it says there that all the frogs died, right? But there was one exception, Chazal teach us. The frogs that went into the ovens, those frogs, you know, they were, you know, those were the rabbi frogs, you know, those were the tzaddikim frogs. those were the one who got smicha. So they were mosel nefesh. They went into the tanurim. They didn't die. They weren't burnt.
Shegam achar kach keshekol hatzfardim metu, hare otam shehayu batanurim lo metu.
You know why?
Lefi shepatchu b'Hashem ve'nichnesu letanur cham v'tzivui Hashem.
They, of course, I mean, when we say batchu b'Hashem, they had bitachon. We're talking about frogs. But it means that they went in with a demonstration of, Hashem says, even if it's into the tanur, there's no tanur, there's no tanur refrigerator. It's Hashem. Hashem says, we go.
Oh, ve'im kol ze nechshav shem asu atzmam l'kiddushat Hashem.
And yet we consider it that it was a kiddush Hashem what the frogs did. What's the kiddush Hashem? What do you mean? But you didn't die at the end. So where's the Kiddush Hashem? But it's still called the Kiddush Hashem. Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, that was the Kal V'chomer they learned from the Tzfardim. The Kal V'chomer was, if it's Kiddush Hashem by them, even though they didn't get killed at the end, so by us also, we're going in with the frame of mind that a miracle is going to be made. And it's a din, it's also called Kiddush Hashem. She'nechshav she'masru atzmam al Kiddushat Hashem. So even though the din of Yehareg ve'al Yavor, according to Tosfot, did not apply over here. This was a different type of Mesirut Nefesh. It wasn't a Mesirut Nefesh of Yehareg. They weren't giving their lives to be killed. They were putting their lives in sakana to be saved by Hashem. That's a higher type of mesirut nefesh. How do you know that's called the mesirut nefesh of kiddush Hashem? That's what they learned kal vachomer from the tzefardeim who survived the tanurim in Egypt, and yet it's called a kiddush Hashem. So we learned here a deeper concept in what's called mesirut nefesh, very much connected to the deep yesod of bitachon in Hashem, and Am Yisrael, they have that in them. Zachalti la chesed neuraich, ahavat kelulotaich, lechtech acharai, to always know that it's al pi Hashem yachanu ve al pi Hashem yisau, and therefore really, even if it looks like we go from place to place, from situation to situation, it's really all a mirage, and it's all one. It's all one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, always. So that's a nice little limud here in the Sichot Musar, Ma'amar Lamed Gimel.